Exclusive: Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Investigating the Biden Cartel. By Dr. Sebastian Gorka on September 30, 2022. Matt Gaetz is a troublemaker. He is a patriot. He is totally America first. And he understands the following. After the midterm elections, there will be an expectation that the Republican Party get serious. Not business as usual. Not the let's treat the Democrats as a normal party attitude. But let's get to the bottom of the corruption that is rife across this nation, and especially in the White House. That's why he wants to investigate and subpoena Hunter Biden. And that's why he invited me to Capitol Hill this week to strategize on how to get serious. What will that entail? It will entail a show of political force. It will entail, as Matt Gaetz has said on my radio show, making every committee of Congress an investigatory committee with subpoena power. To get to the bottom of the corruption of the cartel that is the Biden clan. We know the laptops are real. We've seen the pictures. We've read the emails, listened to the voicemails. Now there have to be consequences. Consequences that can satisfy the 74 million Americans who actually voted for President Trump and who want to live in an America where there is rule of law. We need to know the truth about all those shady deals with corrupt regimes. We must know whether we have a commander-in-chief who is vulnerable to blackmail by our enemies, or who is potentially profiting from colluding with our enemies. Hunter Biden's laptops are not in dispute. The fact that his lawyers wanted those laptops back proves to you that they are his. We need answers to the questions as to what happened with all the money he received from interests connected with the communist regime in China, with the CFC company. We need to subpoena his business partners at Rosemont Seneca and confidants such as Eric Schwerin, who acted as the de facto financial planner for the wider Biden family managing their foreign incomes. We have to subpoena individuals like John Robinson, Rob Walker, and ask them questions like, what happened to the $6 million from China that went to the Bidens? Why were there shared bank accounts between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? Who paid for Joe Biden's mortgage in certain crucial years when Hunter was cutting those deals? And on top of that, why do we have the President of the United States denying he knew anything about his son's business dealings, when we have now the unclassified records of his meeting more than a dozen of his son's business partners? And I don't mean American business partners. I mean business partners from places like Ukraine, China, and Kazakhstan. We even have Biden himself on a voicemail discussing Hunter's dodgy deals. At the end of the day, and more importantly, this is an issue that affects national security and not just criminal activities, such as wire fraud or FARA violations. It concerns real national security. China is at war with us. Whether it's their unrestricted warfare strategy to take America down and to become the only hegemonic power in the world, whether it's the One Belt, One Road initiative used to intimidate our friends, our allies, our partners in Asia and across the world, China is at war with us. President Trump knew it and did something about it. His successor reversed course on our policies regarding China. Why? The figures for just fentanyl overdoses alone tell you that they are at war. More than 110,000 dead in the last calendar year from overdoses. That is almost twice the amount that died in 10 years of the Vietnam War. That is a form of indirect warfare. But we have a regime, we have a first family, that is, by their own admission, in bed with China. Just listen to the audio of Hunter Biden boasting, from his laptop, that he is in business with the effing spy chief of China. That's not Sebastian Gorka, that's not Matt Gaetz, that's not President Trump, Steve Bannon, or anybody else. It is Hunter Biden's own words. That is why I said yes to Matt Gaetz. That I'd be honored to act as staff director for any serious GOP effort. Because they need to get serious, and they need to investigate and have a special commission. A special congressional committee, to investigate both the criminal, the RICO, and the national security aspects of Hunter Biden's corruption, and the corruption of the Biden crime cartel family. In fact, this is not new territory for me. Before moving to the U.S., I served as special investigator for the Special Committee of the Hungarian Parliament investigating Prime Minister Peter Medgyessy after it was revealed that he had been a major in the communist secret police. I am practiced in investigating corrupt communist ties heads of state. So, I'm ready. Matt Gaetz is ready. Are you? If you think we need the truth about the Bidens, demand exactly that from your GOP representative or senator. Only if they fear your political wrath will we have a chance at justice.